Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The right way. garage wet.
Shake up.
witch doctor. Put your hands together. On the bass. The real.
To the real.
The legendary.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your chest or your breath. If you need to get it out, this is the format where you can get it out at. Baby, if you're a private caller, you can definitely call in here private and you can definitely get it out. Read a girl, spill a girl's tea, however you feel, bitch, get it out and let it out, honey. We are live here on the show. We're going to have the iconic fathers, Rodney and James, iconic fathers, calling in here to talk about what's in the name function that's coming your way this Saturday here in the Bronx, New York, honey. And then we're going to be talking about that. And if you have any questions or comments about the ball in all types of things, you can feel free to definitely press 1. And we're definitely going to be live on the air. I know Miss London will be calling in here. I know Miss Nicole will be calling in here. So, you know, we're definitely going to have a night, and it's going to be cute. It's going to be fun. We're going to bang it out. We're going to get it done. And we're going to start some motherfucking madness. Well, let's get a commercial break real quick while we wait for the co-hosts to call in here. And we're going to do What's in the Name.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only, one trophy, one cash prize of $350, lots of $10, parts of the speech. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Christmas, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, that's What's in the Name, honey. And that ball is no longer in Harlem. That ball is in the Bronx, here in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. It's only 3 blocks away from the 6 train and 6 blocks away from the 2 and the 5 train, honey. It's going down here in the Bronx. What's in the name, honey? What the fuck is in the name, honey? That's what I want to know, honey. What the fuck is going on with all the girls? I don't understand this thing, bitch. What the fuck is going on with everybody just sitting here and all the girls just want to listen to me, bitch? I've been running around all motherfucking day, bitch. A bitch is motherfucking tired. A bitch feet is hurting this thing. I still have to hit it to the motherfucking club and everything tonight. What the fuck is up with you girls just want to sit here and listen to me talk? What the fuck is up with that? Okay? What the fuck is up with Miss Kiki not calling in here no more, Miss Thang, and all she does is post in Facebook, post on in the chat room now. What the fuck is up with that, honey? What the fuck? We had a caller, but they disappeared, honey. What the fuck is up with Miss Keisha keep pressing 1 and then taking her name out the motherfucking queue? What the fuck is up with that? What the fuck is up with you keep pressing 1 and they keep taking your name out the queue? What the fuck? Keisha?
Hey.
What's the tea?
Hey, Kelly. Couture.
What's going on? Hello?
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah, I give you that.
Well, first, Kelly, I want to give my condolences. We lost two legends in the entertainment industry. First and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to the family of Joe Frazier. For those of you who don't know, he was a legendary boxer before our time. And I want to give my condolences to the family of Heavy D, who passed away today at the age of 44.
I gagged when I heard that.
You know, Kelly, there's an old cliche. They say death comes in three, which is kind of scary.
Well, I got two people. Oh, should I be shut up? Hello?
I'm here, baby.
Yeah, I was about to say something, but, you know, I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
Are you going tonight, Kelly?
Yeah, I'll be out tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
All right.
The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Kiki. What's going on?
What's going on, honey? You don't be calling in no more. What happened? Is London scared you away?
No, I'll be working late. So since I work in front of a computer, I'll be on a computer.
Oh, I thought Ms. London scared you away.
Oh, no, she didn't scare me.
Oh, honey. Baby, I thought she, you know, she shut you up last week, honey, a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-mm, not at all. What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling. You ain't got no E5s?
Oh, no, it's a little bit of E.
Oh. Honey, London's on the phone. Would you like to talk to London?
Well, it's T, London.
Kiki, go back in your cage. Night, night. Up to your crate. Let's go.
Hi, London. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, maintaining here at work, just chilling, talking to my girls, London and Miss Kelly Couture.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, honey, yes. You ain't got no tea for me, no tea?
Well, has anybody heard from Ken and Lord since he's been out of jail?
No. I seen him on Facebook, but I didn't hear from him.
Yeah, he just got out of jail not too long ago.
What was he in jail for?
I don't know. Maybe he should call in.
Oh.
He's taking after his father Booty's footsteps. You know, Booty's still locked up.
Yes, why is Booty still in jail for?
Girl, I heard the police pulled her over and everything right before her bar.
Oh, no, I'm gagged that Booty is still in jail. Booty's been gone for about 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Let my booty go!
Let my booty go.
Honey, let booty go, honey, bitch. Please, honey. So did y'all find out any other tea about those sneakers and IDs?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't get that. See, I've heard about it, and I'm doing my research, but I hear it's about something down in Atlanta, but I'm still getting my tea on it.
Ooh. How about you, Miss London?
Do you have cum in your throat?
Hmm?
Do you have cum in your throat?
Just a little bit. Would you like some?
No. That's not me.
Oh, my God, honey. Somebody else is on the phone lines. I'm live with my girlfriends, Miss Kiki and Miss London. If you got a what the fuck, feel free to definitely press 1. We'll definitely take your call. We got a caller. 215-882. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Two 215-882, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not, honey. I don't know what's going on with all the girls, honey. The girls is playing games, honey. I'm waiting for the legendary fathers to call in here. Maybe I'll tell you I'm tired, honey. I'm tired, honey. And I still got to go out tonight and handle some motherfucking business. So, baby, if y'all around the legendary iconic fathers, tell them to call in here so we can get this shit popping, honey, and get it going, oh, honey. But while
Miss
we wait
Kelly.
For Simon, wait for anybody else to press one that has a what the fuck, baby.
Miss Kelly.
Yes.
So let's talk about that Pretty Allure.
What about Pretty Allure?
Is she still sleeping on the girls' floors?
Well, whose floor was he supposed to be sleeping on?
Everybody.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that. Hold on. I guess, hold on. The co-host is here. Hold on.
Hey, what's going on? What's up with the show?
Hello.
What's Hi, London. Hi, Kiki. Kel, what's
good.
The deal? Hey, all out in America and all the people in the chat room, what's popping?
Girl, I've been missing you these past few days, Miss Nicola.
I'm around. I'm always around.
I know that's right.
I'm around. What's going on?
Nothing much just sitting here, honey.
Did the iconic fathers call in yet? Obviously not, right?
No, they haven't called in yet.
Okay. Well, everybody, y'all do know that that ball is still going to be starting at 7 o'clock, honey. I'm getting a lot of calls about the ball. It's still going to be at 7 o'clock, and yes, it is in the Bronx, like Kelly says, 6 train to Hunts Point. It's not a big old big juice. It's not a big distance in from where you would have been coming from, especially not for me. I still got to pay, what, $15 if I was going there, $12 if I'm going over there. So it's just not a big juice. So 7 o'clock, y'all over to be there.
Baby, and all you girls that's coming from 42nd Street is only $23 in the yellow cab.
From the downtown area.
Yes, it's very cheap, honey. Tell them to take the STR drive.
And what's
popping?
What's going
bridge.
On?
Hi.
Nicola, I just really wanted to know. I posted it on my little page. I wanted to know, do you actually get paid for promoting these balls?
They actually do get paid. I mean, every dollar they...
No,
every
do
third,
you.
Do me? I get
you
paid for nothing
to
I do, London. London, I do. I do it all from my heart. I don't get paid for nothing. Nobody gets Nicole nothing.
Well, you should. If you promote my little ball that I'm going to throw for the bridge.
No, that's my father. And if I'm a part of something, yeah, that's just what I give. I should get paid for a lot more bigger things that I've done. But, you know, on that hand, that's all up
to
me.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I will be there. That's New York City. I'll be there, Perch. I'll be there, Perch. It's somebody I want to see come out, darling. Yeah.
Hold on. We're gonna go in 2 minutes. We're gonna be right back after these commercial breaks from Deja and Eva 007, the Unforgettable Ball, next week in Dayton, Ohio.
Eva and Deja. Deja and Eva 707 present The Unforgettable Ball Part 3, November 19th, 2011. Over $7,500 in cash prizes. The first time in the Midwest, paying tribute to the ones before us. Grand prizes. Butch Queen Space, $1,000. Sun Queen Space, $1,000. Realist with a Twist, $600. Sun Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Best Dress, $200. Entrance, $25 all night. All tables, $100 up front. $150 at the door. 313 Jefferson Street, Dayton, Ohio. Deja and Eva, Eva and Deja, 0017 cents. The Unforgettable Ball, Part 3.
Fuck you. Welcome to the radio station. The legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney Prodigy, is on the airways with us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you guys doing?
Nothing much, just sitting up here just chilling, honey.
Oh, okay. Who's on the phone tonight?
Tonight.
London and Nicola.
I'm here. Oh.
Hey, Nicola. Hey, London.
Hey, Rodney.
So James haven't came on yet?
No, James haven't came on yet.
Oh, okay, okay.
No,
but
James,
you're
I'm
here,
not...
so if any one of you have any questions or any rebuttals or something you'd like to ask about the ball, Rodney is here, what's in the name, so you can feel free to press 1. You heard Kelly earlier. She has to book it.
Honey, hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Yes, this is Fire Marshal Bill. I have a what the fuck.
Well, what the fuck?
What the fuck is up with Mother Kiki that was at the phone? She's Tiana Ebony.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Kiki, you Tiana? Where's the governor?
Kiki said she was. Kiki just hit me up and said she had to go back to work.
She's Tiana Ebony. She's been spooked. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you're on the phone line and you got a question, a comment, or what the fuck, feel free to definitely press 1, honey. We are here. Bitch, I'm so tired, baby. Rodney, when I tell you, baby, this ball is kicking my ass. Baby, it's kicking my ass. I've been running and ramping
more
all
like
motherfucking day long. And I still got 2 more days left to go.
Well, you know how I've been. I've been in Philly, Buffalo, Atlanta, some everywhere promoting. So hopefully my work is not in vain come Saturday.
Mm.
Maybe, yes,
honey. Right.
I can't wait until Saturday, honey. Oh, my God, I got to give a big shout-out to Timmy from Jersey. Honey, I love Timmy from Jersey. Big shout out to him and Diva Devana. Miss Rahi, I got to give a big shout out to them, honey. I got to give a big shout out to Darion, my first stylist and hair and makeup guy. I bumped into him today in the city. It was a blessing from God. Baby. It's going down, honey, Saturday, honey. It really is.
Please, if anybody have any last-minute questions or comments about the ball, you need to call in because I don't want y'all to get out there and have your own interpretation. And once I have my talk with the judges and their interpretation of something else, and then you get out there and you get chopped or say a shade or say something like that, I'm trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that everybody's, you know, what they envision for the category is not in vain or not wrong.
Mm. What did you say?
No, like somebody's phone was ringing.
No.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't a phone. That was something else.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to give talk a little bit about the grand prize first, and then I go down to the little mini grand. The grand prize is Team Realness. Team Realness has 2 people, a male figure and a female figure. Sorry for the, no pun intended, Nicole. Male figures include the Bruce Queens, the Butches, and the trans men. Don't forget. Female figures, the dragons and the femme queens. One person has to be legendary or an icon, and the other person has to be non-legend, opposite sex. It's a special night on the town, it's your own interpretation, but special night means special night, a night on the town. You should understand that by now. Nobody should come up in there, some busted Tims, some busted sneakers, jeans with holes in them, different little stuff like that, just to pick a partner at the ball, You know, saying you can tell if you guys worked on being partners and teamed up and put some work into it. It's $1,000. Come on. So,
I know that's right.
That's the grand prize, special night on the town. Runway open to all. Each gender will battle each other until there's one winner from each gender, and then all the genders' winners will battle for the cash in a military-inspired effect. That's into your own interpretation as well. But if the judges do not see the base, which is military, in your look, in any form or fashion, and they decide to chop you, please remove yourself from the runway. You have a lot of people that's walking this. Again,
so that
big
versus small versus tall and all of that, madness?
Yes. Women versus drags versus femme queens versus big, tall, small versus legends.
Okay.
Yes, everybody has their own set.
So the big boys and the big girls, or is it big, period?
No. If it's a big femme queen or a big whatever, they battle with the femme queen. You know, all the femme queens battle, all the butch queens and drags battle, all the women battle. Then for the butch queens, you have big, tall, small. And then you have all the legends battle.
Okay.
So, yeah, then all the genders will break it down. So when you have a female figure, the women and the drag and then the femme queens battle each other. And then, you know, break it down like that until you have however the battles are that Jack and Seven will make hot, again, you know, down to one winner. It's a military spy effect. No productions. I repeat again, no productions for the entire ball except grand prize. You can have for grand prize, you can have a intro music or something of that effect, but no productions for the grand prize either.
Okay.
You want to be trying to get the ball to move swiftly, but intro music is allowed, you know, or a little something, something, something. No productions, no long drawn out anything for any categories. Best dressed spectator. It means exactly what it says. Spectator. You came to the ball to spectate and you just have to look real fly and you want to get on the runway, but you wore that outfit to the ball. So coming in the ball with the gym, with the sneakers and the sweatpants, and you don't think the judge is going to see you because someone will tap the best dressed people as they know they walk best dressed, they bought best dressed, and they come in flip flops and you know a jacket and a fitted, and then all of a sudden they call the category, you come out done, you will be chopped. Realness with a twist. You must walk a realness category. You will not change into any feminine or cunty effects. No dancing shoes or any sort. Whatever you have on for your realness category is what you will vogue in. Realness with a twist. That's what it will be tonight. Yeah. So did you ladies have any questions about any category in particular?
I don't have a question about any categories in particular. I just got a question. Can I get five minutes on the microphone?
I'll talk to my staff when we get there, and we'll decide that. If the ball starts on time, then yes.
I just need 5 minutes. That's it.
Oh, and another thing that I did forget on the flyer. For the performance, for the women, for the Butch Queen and Drags, and the Femme Queens, not legendary Femme Queen performance, but the regular performance girls, all three will have your chance. The category just says Butch Queen and Drag performance, but that includes the women and the Femme Queens. It was, you know, my mistake on the flyer when I omitted it. But everybody will bring that category the same. The women and the Butch Queen and Drags and the Femme Queens. It says voguing in a heel or boot Roguing Like a Lady.
Oh, James, you're on the phone.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, boy?
Roguing in a healer boot like a lady.
Yes, roguing like a lady.
Yes, honey.
You mom is well European.
Say it again.
Your mom is well Aguario's European since they're voguing like a little lady.
However they want to do it, if they want to be European performance, if they want to be, you know, if they want to be American performance, however they want to be, as long as they're voguing like a lady.
I love it.
And we must stress, James, give them the address again.
James, the phone on the...
Oh, did it? 841 Barretta Street. 841 Barretto Street in Bronx, New York. And Kelly, you can give them that, you know, the travel information.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
Same stuff.
James is back now. Somebody just hit me up with a question, and they said, does the legends have to be legendary for the Realness Grand Prize category?
Yes.
That answers itself.
I mean, somebody asked me that on Facebook, and I thought I answered that or whatever. I think that just so, like Rodney said, it answers itself. And I mean, I don't want to say anybody's question is not a good question, but it's self-explanatory. Legendary Realness.
Girls, y'all lucky my partner had technical difficulties. Maybe because I was going to be there, buddy.
He still might not come, Kelly.
Yeah, and then he told me, he said he's going to try, but he said right now it's not looking good. So, he said he's going to still try, but he said right now it's not looking good, so. But, my dress is ready. Motherfucking dress is ready, honey. My dress is ready. If I don't walk, then I'm coming, you know, with my Benji Cump ponytail. But if I walk... Baby, I'm coming. I was out all day, honey. I was out today with the East Coast. We was out.
Okay,
yeah.
You can find another partner if your partner can't make it. I'm not saying, you know, ditch your partner, but I'm saying...
But you know the whole thing with that category is I need somebody, when you walk something like that, you need somebody that's going to blend and mesh with you. That's your point of course. I had a lot of people ask me to walk with them, and I thought about it, but, baby, I'm already 6'1", and my Tims. Put on those stilettos and that gown, baby, I'm going to be 6'5". Get with me. I need somebody that's going to stand there. We're going to look like we belong walking down, getting up out of our limo, coming up to go into the opera.
Right.
Well, so, you know, but you never know. God works everything out, so maybe he'll work it out and me and him will still be on that floor together. But I can't wait. I can't wait for the function. I am so excited.
I am too, and I hope everybody else is, you know, despite that we had to change the venue, you know, because I know that can have an effect on the attendance of people to the ball. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, is like, oh, my God, the Bronx. Yeah. I understand how you feel.
I don't think it should really have any effect on any of the girls. Because if they was coming from 42nd Street or 34th Street to the ball, the cab would have been $17. $7 to the Bronx.
Right, that's right. I think that's what I feel. You know, like, you know, we could make this happen, people. Because we one thing is that we want to have the ball. When we and Rodney first started discussing the ball, you know, we were throwing ideas at each other and stuff like that. And then, you know, when we parted our ways, we really thought about it. Rodney called me back and was like, you know, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. You know, and when we were thinking it up, it was so much fun thinking up the ball, you know?
Yes. But for all you girls that's coming out here, y'all in the city and y'all taking cabs to get to the ball, make sure they go to the east side on the FDR Drive to the Willis Avenue Bridge. The Willis Avenue Bridge to Bluffton Boulevard, and it brings you right to Barretto and make a right on Barretto, and the ball is two blocks up the block. Not let them take the West Side Highway. They take the West Side Highway, your cab is going to be $32. The West Side Highway is far, and it's on the other side of the Bronx, and you got to come around. So make sure to take the FDR drive. It's the fastest way to get up here.
It is. It is. Despite the traffic.
Honey, I know. Baby, they be trying to take that West Side Highway, trying to charge me $32 to come home. Ah, get on that FDR.
But
baby,
really,
the FDR drive is the fastest way to get here, honey. And it's nice. It's a nice area. It's quiet. The block is very secluded, and it's quiet. It's nice over here. It's a nice area.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of pimps over here, girls and child. Girl, they got Trey. Dabbing me. Oh, excuse me. I got to tell y'all how I know, but they do. I can point them out to y'all. So if you need a snack, fast to the ball.
What did my daughter get? When y'all
huh? Down?
They'll get a huh now.
She's there. She's ready for this weekend.
McCarty is so quiet.
Very.
No, I'm
sorry.
I'm writing these questions for RR. Tomorrow is RR interviewing my life, my story, dream, and I was just writing up all these questions. There's so many questions.
Oh, hi, Nicole. I didn't know you was on the phone, baby.
I said to you, I followed them when you came on, but you got disconnected.
Yeah, come on now. That's right. Hey,
Nicola. A lot of people was calling me, so I was stressing to everyone, and I think she's stressed again because the princess children and all the people were gagging, and they didn't know, like, that it was going to be in the Bronx, so maybe I need to repeat that address a lot and let them know that 7 o'clock is the time.
I'm still sending out a lot of messages, you know, personal inboxes and stuff like that. I don't have people's, like, you know, personal phone numbers and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm hoping, you know, as I'm telling people, you know, also adding word of mouth, you know, and I'm trying to hit up as many people as I can. And, you know, I got a lot of friends on Facebook, and it's, you know, two pages that I'm going back and forth with. I'm trying to hit up everybody, you know, as that I can.
Right. I sent a mass text out today from the event page when I changed the address, and I messaged everybody on the event page that accepted. So that was like 600 people. And then I messaged everybody who's on my friends list. So everybody should have
the we're going to keep on messaging until Saturday. We're even going to message on Saturday.
Yes. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. So we're getting to everybody. I'm glad that, you know, that you was able to get into, if he spoke to you, Nicole, like, thank you for that. Because, you know, and I also have to thank you because, you know, I don't be on Facebook a lot, but this week, you know, I got a little contraption where I can be on a lot all the time. And I was really gagging at how you was promoting this ball down.
Yeah. My father. London just asked you about that. My father and the princess is called, keeping them called. They wanted to know. A lot of people wanted to know. They gagged that it's the Bronx. And nobody really heard you yesterday. So that's why I said to make sure you repeat. That's 841 Beretta.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Okay.
841 Beretta. You're right. You're absolutely right. 841 Beretta, yeah, and I'm at, like, Stanley. I don't have Stanley's number because, you know, I had to call Stanley first or whatever. Like,
I'll call him tomorrow.
Trying to send out everybody's, you know, a mass text to everybody I had in my phone today.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Stanley's coming out?
Oh, hell yeah. She loves Jay, bitch.
Oh, my God.
She's
going to
get
sure
really upset about this.
Sure
she's
going to
be upset about
so
this.
Can bring her Tesla bus right in front.
It's going to be real. She's going to be really upset. It's in the Bronx, but on the 7 o'clock thing probably.
Why
he's going
to be upset? It's only $12 from his house. Baby, he's going to ride out to, he going to ride out to First Avenue and get right in the cab to bring him right across the bridge. It might be 8.
Mm-mm. Stanley live all the way down in the, after 96.
Baby, yeah, it ain't that far. Baby, it's, it ain't that much from there, honey. He right there closer. He close to everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I love myself some Stanley. Oh, I'm going to have fun on Saturday. Oh, my God, all the old girls is going to be out there.
A lot, and I'm, you know, a lot of them I got in touch with, but a lot of the older ones are, you know, coming out. But, you know, again, you know how people feel about the Bronx. You know, it's a lot of talking that I'm doing, like, come on, son, cut that shit out and come on out. Because, you know, again, you know, it hasn't been a big ball in New York in a while, you know, and it's still New York, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunate what happened, but it's still New York, you know, and it's a little, it's just not that far away from where it was originally, you know, so I do encourage everybody to, me and Rodney, Rodney and I, excuse me, do encourage everybody to still come out and have a good time, you know, because it's going to be a good time, regardless.
Yes, and I'm like, the last time we were going, we had all these, not only no questions, but then as soon as we got off the phone, we got questions and questions and questions. People just don't want to call in and ask questions, you know, but, you know, it's best to call in just to find out whether, you know, if you think it's silly or you want to find out from somebody else and they don't know.
Although we have a caller. 267.
Listen, and I was trying to
call. You're live on the air. Hello? 267-265, you're live on the air.
Still down, Vian.
Okay, I guess not. You ain't coming to my house! Honey, girl, baby. Nobody allowed over here, baby.
I can, I'm going to touch base on a few of the questions that I was asked just in case someone else might have needed to know the answer. For Butch Queen Sex Siren, each, like Catboy, Junior, and Senior, they each bring them in different color briefs, representing the Navy, the Marines, and the Army. What else you do to bring your category to life is on you. But as long as you have those colored briefs on, you're fine. But if you want to wear a Marine T-shirt or something to strip out of it or anything of that nature, boots and different stuff like that, to add to, you know, saying your sexiness or your category or whatever, that's on you. But as long as you have the underwear color specification, you're fine.
And it's a lot of, that's my line. You callers out there, y'all out there listening, let me tell you like this, okay? Because y'all are some fake, phony bitches, so we're going to get it just like that. I would like for y'all to come right now and press what and ask any questions you would like. He said you can even beat up on him today. This is your special day to rebuttal and say anything that you have a problem with in the distance now that you have to travel, which is not pretty far. Well, not for me at all. But if you have something you want to say or discuss about this boy, y'all need to be pressing one. Y'all sitting there listening like this, like we want to be here just listening to each other.
And I'm tired. And I still got to go find shoes and headpieces and accessories and everything tomorrow.
Oh, and if you got a what the fuck, like what the fuck, why did you change the venue? You can do that to what the fuck.
Right,
it's what the fuck Tuesday. Yes,
like,
you did.
Today you can, you know, beat me up. You only get one day, but you can beat me up. And, you know, say what you want to say and stuff like that, but you won't say it on Saturday.
Mother Ibisa said, just listening.
As always. As always. She got at me last night. She got at me last night.
I definitely know that Mother Ibisa would definitely be in the Bronx on Saturday.
I hope so.
Yeah, she'll be in the Bronx. Her partner will be in the Bronx. Big shout out to all the children from Atlanta that's coming up with their partners.
Oh,
I can see. Somebody out there put them on blast, but you know, I know.
I
have a question. Can hello?
Yeah, London, what's going on?
Yeah, can Kelly and Nicola walk the grand prize?
Not together.
Why? Isn't it a boy and a girl?
I'm not going to ask you who's the boy, but I'm...
you?
Versace, you can't read.
We're not going to...
Just listening.
Just listening. Baby, that's a mess.
That nice is. Pass. First pass.
Yeah.
But you know what? Do you know the whole thing? You know the whole thing. I respect my partner. I really respect my partner that I was going to work with, because I think that whole thing with that category, I think that the younger children should have been asking the legends to walk with them, not the legends asking people to walk with them.
But see, I would have rather the legends ask him.
Why?
Because I don't know, because it gives them, it's like, I just think that I would have preferred the legends to ask. Because, you know, like, some people don't have the courage to ask. You know,
I don't know why. Hey, I know a lot of people don't got the courage to ask me because everybody think I'm a bitch, so.
Hey, so, you know, when you think about legend, it's like, I may want to, but he might read or she might read and stuff like that. You know, I would have rather the legends pick their partners because I know there was a lot of people that, I know it was a lot of non-legends asking the legends.
Mm.
Some of them were giving them some really kooky stories of why they wouldn't work with them. It was, yeah.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Maya Angelou.
Hi, Maya.
At the green grass growing in the still our eyes.
Okay.
I, too, am an icon and a legend, still our eyes.
That's right.
They might have took Oprah off the air, but I'm going to fly on U.S. air, still our eyes. I make it on Craigslist and turn a coin. I may walk on the stroll. I'm going to make my coin. I'm still going to rise.
That's
this is Maya Angelou, a true poet. I'm going to say goodnight.
Still you rise.
Put me on hold. Still I rise.
Maya Angelou drink beer.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
That was so disrespectful.
Private caller. Private caller going once. Private caller going twice. Private caller going three times. You're gone. Okay. Anybody else, feel free to press the one. I'm gagging at the girl today. That was a fucking kiki. Miss A, that woke me up a little bit, bitch, because my eyes are sitting over here falling asleep, honey. And still, I rise.
All right.
Yes. Baby, I'm gonna use some of that on my status tonight. The girls said they was my friend. The girls said they was this, and the girls said they was that, and they kicked me in my back, and still I rise. Oh my God! Oh my God! Well, I know when I leave the ball on Saturday, I'm going to crash so fiercely on Saturday because, baby, I'm only working on 3 hours of sleep every day, honey. I got to pull it together, honey. Still got to go to Delancey Street with my sister and shit. We got to get out there, sis. We got to get out there.
Got to get out. I like that. We got to get out there. Got to get out there.
Yes, we got to get out there, honey, baby, into bed. If y'all want to phone out, y'all got any questions, y'all got any what the fuck, you got any poetry, feel free to press 1. The lines are open. Miss Lundy, are you rising?
Still, I rise.
No, it's rise, not run.
It's rise.
Rise, not run.
Kelly, I said rise.
Oh, okay.
She got
Kelly,
relevant.
Do you even have a guitar? Do you have a chant for guitar yet?
No, we don't chant.
I made one for you. Write it down.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut y'all off. But I do have something I would like to say. As far as the ball on Saturday, I know that there's a situation, you know, going on or whatever like that, but, you know, I do want to say to the House of Garcon that, you know, I do feel some sort of way that you won't be attending our ball for, you know, diplomatic reasons. But I did reach out to two of y'all, and I do feel some sort of way that neither one of y'all have gotten back to me to at least tell me that you wasn't coming and your house would not be attended, as opposed to, you know, let me hear things in the street, even though I don't really pay attention to, you know, a lot of street talk and stuff like that. But, you know, out of respect and love that we have for each other, you know, I feel some sort of way that neither one of y'all reached out to me and didn't say, well, you know, we're not coming because of X, Y, and Z. You know, just to look for a little clarity, you know, and one of you were asked to judge. And then how I know it's confirmed because one of y'all were walking and are no longer walking. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But at the end of the day, the ball is going to be fab. And we're going to still rock. Really? I don't know. I don't understand.
Hey, write this chant down.
Well, what is the chant? What is the chant?
Okay.
What's your text?
You don't want no more.
Says she got a chant for the couture. What is the chant?
You don't want no more. You can't take couture. Do you like that?
Say it again, London. Say it again.
You don't want no more. You can't take a tour.
Say it one more. You got to say it twice back to back.
You don't want no more. You can't take a tour. You don't want
no more.
You can't take a tour. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hold on. We got a call up. 757-518. You're live on the air.
Yo, I'm so done with Ms. London. Hey, y'all.
What's
hey,
going on?
Boy. It's Mike. What's up?
Hi,
what's
Mike,
going
man?
On, Mike?
Ms. London, that was cute.
Thank you.
Fucking weak over here. What's going on, y'all? What's the deal?
What's up?
Yeah,
the ball on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Definitely going to be the.
Are you okay, sir?
Am I what?
No, I was only joking.
Ow. What's going on, Nicole? Why you for?
No, we. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's the deal?
Are you walking from that?
You said, am I walking Saturday?
Yeah,
I'm walking.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the building.
That's what's that?
Who going to Ohio? I'm going to be there soon.
When is
the... Is that next week?
Yeah.
That's next week,
who's
Mike.
Whose ball is in Ohio?
It's Eva. Eva is Asia. X-Cons 007.
Oh,
hello,
nice.
Mike.
What's up?
Are you guys going to have a table? Because you didn't have that table.
Yeah, we're gonna have one booth. I ain't had nothing to do with that, but we're gonna have one. Is the Bridges gonna have a table?
Never.
We don't need a table. It's just me.
Okay.
I don't fucking grudge enough. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. We got more callers.
London, I'm so upset that you're not on video on Saturday. Wink, wink.
I know, me too. I had a little ball in France, so it took a little bit of my money.
Robin caller, you're live on the air.
Chad, that sounds a light anyway.
Don't do that. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you.
Two. Hold on. Oh, my God. Okay, 267-265, you're live on the air.
Father.
Ah.
Dutch. Yes, Dutch.
Where's that prescription pad at?
Where's that prescription pad at? What's the tea on this, Isaac?
Oh, hi, Isaac. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. Father, what's going on? I got to call you on a radio show to get a phone call through. What's up?
Now, wait a minute. I just told Stephon that you that I was supposed to call you because you did inbox me your number.
With
the sudden change of events.
I had to do a what the fuck to speak to my father. That's shade.
I gotta speak to you anyway, Isaac.
I mean, the shade. I mean, of course, you know, I'm gonna be in the building, but I'm just saying. I just said, well, wait a minute, father ain't called this back.
No, you gotta give me time. You know, I'll get you in that last minute. You know, I got you.
Yeah, I don't like that though. Don't do me last minute. What the fuck, father?
Okay, you're lucky to let me have it. Okay,
this is my one day, so I gotta get it out.
Right, it's your one day because you know. God,
yeah. Yeah, no. But anyway, pay that situation earlier, what everybody was saying about people not coming to the ball or boycotting your ball. It's still going to be fab anyway. I mean, you know.
Right, but you know, I just don't like, you know, I try to.
Yeah, then there was some tea floating around that I was a part of that. Whoever heard?
Tell the truth, Mary.
Father, no, really, no.
I was gagging when I got the news earlier. Wait, I want to ask a question. I know that y'all don't miss the name, but I just have to ask or whatever. We all know what happened. We all know what's, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, so you don't have to go back now. I just got one question. What the fuck does it have to do with you, Father? Rodney, you didn't even really tell. I want to know what, but excluded Father. I just want to know. No, I'm asking for, I mean, just want to know. Did he got shade with one of them, or somebody don't like him there? Like, what does it have to do with you and everything you've done to the ballroom and for the and supporting them?
Well, I don't know, and that's why I say I feel some sort of way. You know, I can understand, you know, that, you know, what happened. Let's keep it real. What happened between the Prodigies and the Garcons, you know, in Virginia? I understand that portion, and they might be doing it just to avoid conflict, and I appreciate that as well. But at the same time, my thing is, you know, I reached out, and why didn't nobody reach out back? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's nothing. I didn't even call you, so we don't have to speak vocally, verbally on the phone. You know, you could have hit me up via Facebook, or you could have just told me, you know what, James, you know, I was asking Judge the ball, and then, you know, unfortunately, I have to, like, you know, somebody else has said one time, I respectfully decline, you know, and okay, and I understand why, you know, but, you know, reach out and let me know. You know, I just think that that's a little, you know, fucked up. I feel fucked up. And like you said, you know, it might not have nothing to do with me, but, you know, at the same time, Rodney
and Man. It do have something to do with you.
Right. Rodney and Man are both my brothers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not that I was there and I jumped at them, but I'm not going to, me and Rodney are having this ball together, so I'm not going to say, well, I didn't do nothing to you. You know, I don't care what Rodney did to you. I didn't do nothing to you. No, we're having the ball together, so this is our responsibility together. And, again, I understand that you might not want to come. Hopefully not to cause conflict, or if it's just shade to the House of Prodigy, but it's not a House of Prodigy ball.
Right.
You know,
and I even reached out myself. I'm not even touching the subject because I reached out myself. I even had a conversation with the overall father when I went to Atlanta, and we spoke, you know, two or three times in great detail on the phone. So, you know, saying, it's more of a, I'm going to put it out. It's more of a Shannon thing. We went through this already before. So, you know, it's a Shannon thing.
Amber Foles is on Wendy Williams.
Okay, Father, one more question.
Yes,
baby. I'm kind of, like, confused. Like, for the Vogue film category, it said, come dressed to sweat. I mean, I'm kind of lost. You know I'm Ashley's child, so I'm a little bit slow.
No, but, okay, that's funny, because somebody else called me yesterday and said the same thing or whatever like that. They thought we wanted them to bring it like an 80s style, you know, cunt outfit with the sweats.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, like, yeah.
If you want to come like that, you can come like that.
No,
I
don't want to come like that.
No, I'm saying, but it's come to sweat, meaning that you're coming, you're battling this night.
Oh, you coming to Vogue down?
Down. Don't
oh, okay.
come on that runway if you're not coming to Vogue down. Because by the time you get that video, thank you, sweetie, it's a chop.
Isaac.
Yes.
as far as that category, they were saying you was auditioning for the prestigious school of performing arts, and you know the look that they really give when they go to audition for stuff they have on the leotards and the tights.
Yeah,
and
okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what the category is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you become your liquid leggings. We ain't finished with our what the fuck, Isaac. So yeah, I heard that you was a part and you was in the club and you was reading in the house.
Yes.
What the fuck?
See, that's a straight up. Let me tell you the real tea, because there was nothing like that, Father. I was saving this for a private conversation, but it wasn't like the days. I was speaking on ball on throwbacks behalf, saying that we were going to be throwing the ball in the near future, and Chi-Chi was like, they was like, well, I hope it don't be another Icon debacle. And I said, wait a minute, we're not going to have that.
And I hope Chi-Chi is listening, because I want a piece of her ass anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, ooh. No, and so they gave, I hope it don't be Icon ball part two. So I'm like, oh, no, we don't give that. And not only that, I, speaking for Ball and Throwbacks, I don't give that. I'm not a part of that. I was not speaking of the house, because I am in the house of Icon. I never left the house. When you said that you were going to close the house of Icon, then yeah, I was gone. But the fact that you didn't, I didn't leave. But when he said, well, it's not going to be a part of the house of Icon Ball, like saying what happened at the Icon Ball past January. And I said, no, I was speaking on Ball and Throwback behalf. I wasn't speaking on anything about me not being in the house, because that's not the take.
Okay.
At all. I would have told you from the gate, like, you know, private discussions we had.
Like, I remember you hitting me up, asking me a particular question. So I didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It came back to me. I said, excuse me? And then, you know, and what was the shocker was that this is how it's coming back to me. This is the second person that has left that was supposedly left. Well, the first person did leave the house. You had supposedly left the house, and
when you closed it, I left.
I know that part, but I'm saying, like, when somebody actually left the house, and went to another house, and they was in the club, and they was absolutely reading, and it was like, okay, now, I was in the club reading, like, what is up with this particular club that they feel that they can go to the club and read?
No, I mean, I think it's just the drinks at that club, but I don't know. I wasn't that full. And no, it's not like it. Definitely, when you just said that you didn't close the house, then I didn't leave the house. But if you had closed it, then of course I left.
Right. Okay. So we got that clear. So, but
you still owe me a call, though.
Yeah. No, we still gonna have our phone call before Saturday. And Ms. Chi-Chi. Yeah.
What's Chi-Chi? Is it the Chi-Chi that can't vogue for her life?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear the Ebony's are going to beat her ass.
Oh, I hope not. Well, not on Saturday.
Not on Saturday, they're not.
No, probably outside after the ball.
Not, you know, we can't mess that place up, because that place is an important place. We can't mess that up. If you want to continue to have balls at a certain place, you have to respect the venue, so we're not going to mess that place up. Right, Father?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And a lot of people can have, you know, and i.e. to the people out in the ballroom that wants to have balls in New York City, this is really a good spot. This is really a good spot. And he's a cool dude that you do business with or whatever like that. He's not about all that riffraff and all of that and trying to beat you in the head for your money and stuff like that. Like, this dude is on the up and up. I like him.
Well, I'll speak to you guys later.
I'll be calling you, Dutch.
All right, so I'll see y'all later.
See you Saturday.
All right.
Yeah, the only reason why they want to beat her, it's actually Jay Korn. She's the reason she got his pictures posted with sneakers and IDs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi,
the one who can't vogue.
Oh. She did what?
He spilled a little tea and got someone's pictures posted with their sneakers and their IDs.
Uh-huh.
He actually ruined their relationship.
Uh-huh.
James and Rodney, you should have named your ball Watch the Throne.
What? You should have named it what?
Watch the Throne.
Like,
and whoever win the grand, and whoever win the grand prize should be king and queen for the night.
Oh, they will be.
We should have been like Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah. They're always in Paris.
We do it in Fat Boys. No.
Kiki just sent me a private message, and she said the garçons shouldn't be boycotting anybody's ball. They about to have a ball, so they shouldn't be having about to have a house ball. They shouldn't be trying to boycott anything.
And I will be at the garçon ball.
Let me stop lying. Yes, I do. But I'm gonna be a simple. I'm taking a break. No, I can't take no break, Mistake. I still gotta get my overall East Coast Mother of the Year award, Mistake.
I don't know, you got competition this year.
Buddy, I ain't worried about Nicole. Honey, Nicole is the only East Coast, only other East Coast mother that was out there, honey, in my reign, in my time, you know, now that I'm overall in the last 3 months of the,
you know
of the nominations,
I mean,
you know, I still qualify for overall East Coast.
They're going to work you. You out the race.
Honey. But, you know, I'll be there, honey. We're going to have so much fun on Saturday, honey. Baby, please, honey. I'm going to enjoy myself, honey. I'm going to party down like a rock star, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing, Yahoo text messages or something, Kelly?
Oh no! I just plug my iPhone up to the charger so I can get some juice before I go out, honey.
Man told me he was calling in for what the fuck? I guess he changed his mind.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Maya Angelou, and I got a check for you, Kelly.
Go ahead.
Bang bang! There's a knock at the door. Guess the fuck who? It's the House of Couture. I am Maya Angelou, and I am a true poet. How you like the now?
Oh, my God. Is that all you got to say?
I want to speak to London.
Oh, London's right there.
Hello, London. How are you?
London?
I don't speak to FFs.
What?
I don't speak to FFs. Fake fuckery.
What is that?
It's fake fuckery.
Oh, shit.
Right. Well, my name is Maya Angelou. Now I'm a true poet.
No, your name is Michael. Michael Angelou.
I beg your pardon.
You sound more like Michael Angelou.
Seems like I'm going to be reciting a new poem today, entitled "Bitch Better Shut Her Mouth." Better shut her mouth. By time I count to three, or I will stick this knife into thee. London's bloated, she's overloaded, her vocal cords are throated, she's lit.
I want to put that on tonight.
Oh my god, I'm gagging. Oh my god, y'all, Kiki. Is that all you got to say, Maya Angelou?
That's all, and I'm a true poet.
Okay, press 1 when you want to come back.
Nicole!
What?
Where did Nicole go?
I'm right here.
Oh, because you ain't calling when I said, you know, I'm coming for my, my of the year.
The silence is golden.
Maya Angelou is a Kiki, honey.
That you coming, you winning overall East Coast Mother was the Kiki. That's why you just be lying. That was a fucking Kiki. I'm just receiving my Eminem.
That was a Kiki to you?
It was hilarious. And you know it deep in your heart. Rodney told you that public promoting won't help you.
He told you that about 6 months ago.
Kiki just sent me a message, and she said Bama Law sold some of Ken's stuff while he was in jail. We need those laws to call in.
Oh, no.
And that's what Miss Kiki just sent me a message and said.
Tell Kiki to call in.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Private caller, go once. Private caller, go twice. Private caller is gone. I'm a fuck with Kiki, though. You gotta call her. Kiki, that on that one, Kiki, you gotta call in here. You gotta say that yourself. Because I know when you call in here and you say that yourself, I know that lady's gonna knock on the door and she's going to press one. Because she listens on a regular basis. Buddy. So you call in here, Kiki, and you knock on Miss Cabbage's door. And I bet you Miss Cabbage will press one and come on the line, Kiki. I'm not saying that one. If you send for Cabbage, she will come.
Okay. Auntie, I'm swinging.
Baby, Cabbage does not play. So you come up here, you press one, and you say that yourself. Honey, that all your other things, I'll play with you with. Miss Cabbage, I play with you with Miss Cabbage, honey. Miss Cabbage don't play no games, honey.
Cabbage belongs in Arkham Asylum.
With Batman and the Joker.
Somebody just hit me up, and they said, tell Nicole and Kelly to both sit down, honey. Miss London's going to win overall East Coast Mother of the Year.
Oh, shit.
Why, thank you.
Oh, no, we got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, you ain't fucking shit, bitch.
What'd you say?
Oh. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck your mother.
Oh.
Honey.
Wow.
Yes, the girls are getting real. Miss Tank, I want a bitch. You know, all these bitches that call in here and read me and everything, Miss Tank, I want them to read me to my face, Miss Tank. But I know they think that I will attack them, Miss Thing, if they was to read me to my face. I would respect them more if they was to read me to my face.
So if they
read
to your face, what's
going to
happen?
No, I would respect them, Miss Thing. I would shake their hand and probably give them a kiss on their cheek if they was bold enough to read me in my face. But bitches want to come up here with fake voices and private numbers and read, Miss Thing. Girl.
Breaking news.
Honey.
Extremely breaking news.
Yes.
Harold is eating a pizza with barbecue sauce. It looks very frightening. Please someone call the ambulance if they know where he lives. I'm scared. Heavy D just died. I don't want Harold to
No.
Stop and don't eat it.
Oh, my God. Bitch, where did you get that from? Oh, my God. Hold on. We got a caller.
Bring your daughter. Got a question.
347-432. You're live on the air.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
You're on the air. The overall my baby self, Kiana.
Here we go.
Hello, everyone. I have a question for what's his name, James Icon, and Rodney. I just want to say I'm wishing you guys the best on Saturday. I have a question for James Icon. The question is about the seating arrangements because he happened to tell me that he's throwing me in the coat check. He's thrown in the coat check. Thank you so much for your time. Good night.
Yeah. Better get off that phone.
Oh, shit, well, bitches, y'all putting my sister all the way to the car check is by the elevator.
She's going to be all the way in the back.
Oh, shit!
All by herself.
Oh.
She came right here. She's right. Oh, you're still here.
I'm still here. I got nothing.
She's still there. She's still standing.
I'm no, I'm still standing. I'm not afraid of you, Beulah. I got you. I'm overall lunch lady, and you not put me in no Tanisha. Kelly.
Tanisha.
You better tell your friend on this phone, Rodney, it's going to be war.
When I tell you something, you run behind my back and you go to Rodney. See, there you go again. Don't you do it, Kiana. Tanisha, I'm telling you right now, Tanisha, keep it cute.
I'll see you guys on Saturday. Good luck.
Whatever, stand to the side. Get out of here. Remember that was her nickname. Shall I tell them the rest?
Oh, she gone? I think she's gone on that one.
Yeah, she's lucky.
She's gone, honey. Ew. I can't wait for this weekend. I can't wait for Dayton, Ohio. I'm gonna be out Hold on, y'all. I gotta take two commercial breaks, honey. I gotta play What's in the Name and the Unforgettable War. We're gonna be back after these commercial breaks.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realists, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10, part section fee. Butch Queen Fit, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Fit, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there. Eva and Deja. Deja and Eva 707 present The Unforgettable Ball Part 3, November 19th, 2011. Over $7,500 in cash prizes. The first time in the Midwest, paying tribute to the ones before us. Grand prizes. Butch Queen Face, $1,000. Femme Queen Face, $1,000. Realist with a Twist, $600. Femme Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Best Dress, $200. Entrance, $25 all night. All tables, $100 up front. $150 at the door. 313 Jefferson Street, Dayton, Ohio. Deja and Eva. Eva and Deja, 0072 cent. The Unforgettable Ball, Part 3.
Yes, we're back.
They're giving out a lot of money in Ohio.
They sure are.
Are they going to have it? That's the question. You know what, James and Rodney, I just want to let you guys know that my heart is really breaking. I think I'm going to be at your guys' ball. How much do I have to pay for a chair?
No, you don't have to pay for a chair.
Okay, because I have to put Harold on a strict diet plan. Bagel and tea.
Wait, London.
Yeah, he just needs to eat a bagel and some tea.
Wait a minute. Why did you say before everybody was leaving the house of Balenciaga?
Oh, he's taking up too much space.
Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on, London. 330-978. You're live on the air.
What it do?
What you doing?
I don't know. Who are you?
How you doing?
Who are you?
It's Marquise.
Marquise who?
Ebony.
Hello.
What's
up, Marcy?
Look at
Ebony.
What's up, huh? I just be calling this in the London. She be cracking me up. That's all. I just called to tell her she is too fucking funny. She be cracking me up with the shit she be saying. That's all. I'm just bored. I just woke up and called. That's all.
I'm scared to say thank you. Why thank you?
Don't be scared to say thank you. You can say thank you.
Hey.
What's up, Rodney?
What's going on, sir? Will I see you Saturday?
Shit. Yeah, you sure will.
All right. Detroit is in the building.
Yeah, come on down.
And if he ain't at, and if you ain't at the ball when I come back to Detroit, I'm gonna bust you in your kneecaps.
I am. You know I live in Ohio now.
Okay. Well, I'll be in Ohio next week.
I hope to see you Saturday. I hope James and Rodney don't put my chair in the back, but you still come.
I know. You asked how much is one chair. That was funny. And why is Harold taking up? Don't talk about her. That's me. That was funny, but don't talk about her.
No, he's posting.
It should be funny as hell to me. It should be funny.
He's putting unhealthy pictures on Facebook.
What you say, sweetheart? What you say?
I said he's putting unhealthy pictures on Facebook of his entrees.
He was too fucking funny for me. Too funny. And Kelly, congratulations on your new house. That's what's up.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
So you will be there this weekend. Hold on. My mama just said, my mama said, don't threaten her. God just told me to tell you, don't threaten her kids, because you said you're gonna bust me in my mouth. She's gonna threaten her kids.
Baby, is God gonna be here?
Yeah, she gonna be there.
Okay, well, baby, honey, if you ain't gonna stay here, bitch, I'm coming to motherfucking Detroit for y'all motherfucking asses, honey. Okay.
I'm pretty sure she hear you too.
Baby, I know she out there listening, honey.
Yeah,
the goddess is always on the line, honey,
text.
Waiting for a bitch to try you so she come read, honey. Ain't nothing happened this weekend in the Midwest, honey. But I know goddess will definitely be up on the line next week, Monday, honey, after
yeah.
being in Ohio, if shit don't
yeah,
go
having,
right.
She's actually having a mini ball Friday. They're having a mini ball Friday in Detroit, and then everybody's going to the main ball, going to the big ball Saturday in Dayton.
Well, I would definitely be in Dayton, honey. I'm getting on the road Friday night, and I'll be driving up there, and I will be in the building.
That's what's up.
I'm definitely coming to support Dayton, honey. I'm going to be in the Midwest a lot.
They always have nice balls, and they always had their money. Last year when I went to their ball, they had their money up front. They had their money before the ball started. Them, y'all, I commend them. They do good on that. So I'm guaranteed they're going to have the money. I'm 100% on that.
They're gonna have that cash.
They gonna have it.
They
always play.
Right.
When it comes to
that
money, they have it.
Right. Dayton mother will definitely, Mother Couture will definitely be in the motherfucking building. How you do it? I will definitely be there. I can't wait to see you in Gardens this weekend. I think we got a party like rock stars.
All right. Well, I'll see you. I love you. Take care, and I'll see y'all this weekend.
Okay. Bye bye. All
right. Bye.
Yes, everybody's coming in town. Oh, my God, baby. Chill. It's going to be a festive. It's going to be a festive weekend, honey. I think I might have to pop a bottle or something. Baby. Because, you know, I got my own little bar over here, honey. You know, I got my pineapple Ciroc and my peach and coconut and my Belvedere, my Hennessy Black, and my regular Hennessy. We gotta have a party over here, honey. We gotta have a party on Manida. But all y'all girls gotta take off y'all shoes when y'all come to my house. I got new floors.
Okay.
So make sure y'all got on clean socks, because you can't walk on my new floors with shoes. Yes, honey, after party on Manida. $5 all night and free drinks.
Not the $5 like you're in Chicago.
Huh?
That's not the $5 admission like you're in Chicago.
Yes, we in Chicago, baby. I'm taking the whole living room set and everything out on it. I gotta put plastic on my floors. I gotta take my floors down with plastic, honey. We gotta have a house party up here like in Chicago, right around the corner from the function, honey. Cocktails all night, cocktails flowing. Honey. lights out and everything, just like in Chicago. Y'all got to smoke in the hallway. Any of the T-girls or the trannies want to come over, y'all can go downstairs and y'all can make your coins in front of the building. If y'all get locked, baby, don't tell them that you know nobody over here in this place. You don't know nobody. We don't know nothing. No, bitch, this ain't no motherfucking rent party, bitch. I mean, the girls, don't be trying to, in the chat room, bitch, I ain't trying to have no motherfucking, I ain't having no rent party. My rent is paid up into motherfucking January, bitch. I pay it 3 months in advance, and then I'll be back out in December making my change for the next 3 months.
Kelly, I recall you saying I can stay with you if I come to James and Rodney's ball.
Who? Stay with me?
Yeah, for the weekend. If I stay with you for the weekend, how many pounds do I have to bring?
No, you can go to, if you got an iPhone, London, they got this app called Hotels Tonight, and they give you cheap rates for rooms in the city. And you can take and get you a
cheap
rate for a room.
I don't sleep in cheap rooms.
Oh, they're not cheap rooms, no, because let me check right now on the thing. Let me check right now for you and see what rooms they got up here tonight. But it's for Hotels Tonight. And they give you good rooms, honey. Let me see.
Everybody.
They got the Times
Square
Hotel. She's
$199
tonight. They got the
How many pounds shall I bring?
I don't know.
Do you even
they
know
They got the Bedford Ford Hotel, $379 tonight. I don't know how pounds
cheap.
Work in New York and what's in New York. I know my daughter. I know my daughter had a lot of pounds when she came back from London.
Oh, so you know what pounds is?
Yes, I know what pounds is. My daughter just came back from London about 2 months ago. Honey,
and they remembered her here in New York City today.
She made 1,400 pounds.
Are you talking about T.S. Baby Doll? She tried to sleep with Prince Charles.
I don't know who T.S. Baby Doll is.
Yes.
I don't know who that is. Oh, somebody in the chat room said to tell you, London, you're going to need 300 pounds for the weekend.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
What? Why are you going to go?
Hold on, we got a caller. 678-789, you're live on the air.
Okay,
thank you. 678-789, you're live on the air. Y'all girls is by the computer, y'all waiting to hear 2 minute delay on the computer from the phone. You see? Y'all girls need to know how to work. It's a 2 minute delay when you call and when you're listening from the computer trying to hear my voice to say your number. Honey. I don't know, honey. We got 4 minutes left into the show, honey. And baby, it's gotta go down, honey. Nicole will be here tomorrow night with the legendary pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel International. She'll be on the line with him, honey. Bitch, it's going to be a cute interview. It's going to be cute. So y'all girls need to come up here and y'all need to hear R.R.'s story. Because everybody has a story.
Everybody has somebody.
Nicole.
Yes.
Make sure you ask R.R. about the ball. The Moschino Ball in 97 when he did that grand prize, the reenactment.
No, I'm going to open it up for the platform so you can come and you can ask him yourself and everybody else who has something they want to ask him or a question statement or even to give him his kudos. You all have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
We have another caller. 561-412, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Lucky. I just wanted to say hi to Nicole and Kelly. How y'all doing?
Hey, Lucky.
How
you
been?
What Lucky is this?
This is Katrina's ex, Lucky.
Oh, hi, Lucky.
How you doing?
Father, that's Lucky.
Lucky.
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
He only wanted to say hi to Nicola and Kelly.
Go to. Stay right.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lucky, for definitely calling in.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Anytime. I just wanted to show love.
Okay. Nicole, I'm going to fuck the girls up in the chat room. I don't know if you're in the chat room, Nicole. But somebody said, Nicole, can you please sit down on your list? They said, Kelly, please ask Nicole, because she sit down on her list. Can she ask RR if she ever going to pay Kevin Omni back the $184 from 1982?
I mean, I think that's a nice question that somebody can respectfully ask them itself. Call in tomorrow. I will be interviewing RR, and halfway through the interview, I will open up the phone lines. And you guys who have intimate questions or details y'all want to know, you guys can ask them yourself. I have 3 pages of questions that I am asking him.
Girl, you're going to be here all night tomorrow, honey, because you know when Nicole, when Barbara Walters started interviewing, honey.
And then after that, we will have the icon Tony Revlon, and we will have again on this show for the second time the legendary icon Stuart Ebony, who I also
got an interview.
You can look forward to Ayana, and I'm also trying to get Portia. And like I said, if there's any guys that y'all want to hear or somebody y'all are interested in or y'all look up to, wherever, you know, part of the century or the decade they come from, you still can hit me up and we can work on something.
And Nicola, please don't call anyone the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and ending anymore, please.
Why? Why you don't like that?
No, you actually calling him the beginning and the ending. Ballroom is over.
Well, no, ballroom is not over, but and when I say the Alpha or Omega, it's the Alpha and Omega of his time, meaning the beginning and the ending of his time period. And he's been here way before. The people that I've called that has been here way before we were even munching.
Munching?
That's what everybody did first, right? I mean, father, kiss. Kiss, okay.
I don't think he's...
I just gagged that you used that as a metaphor. Well, don't do it. I just...
I said, kiss, munch, whatever, you know.
But Nicola, he's actually not ending. From what I'm hearing, he's returning.
Oh, okay. Well, we got that then. We got that to look forward to. You gonna come on the show tomorrow?
Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got another question. You got another question, and then after this question, we gotta wrap it up. The girls wanna know. They wanna know, when are you going to get the Queensbridge Jasmine Couture interview?
The Queensbridge Jasmine Couture. When I get a little bit more into that sector, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
They said they love the Jasmine Pool side, but they need the Queensbridge side now.
It's about the ghetto side of her.
Yeah, it's come very controversial, yes.
They want the ghetto side. They said they don't want to see the PR side. They want to hear the reeds and all the thing, the lashing of the tongue.
And they want what was on her Facebook the other day.
What was on her Facebook?
I
don't know. She went to someone's bloody ass.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of postings and stuff on Facebook. Oof.
Baby, it's time for us to get up out of here, honey, baby. My ride is on its way to come pick me up. I got to go, honey. James, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everyone. We'll see you Saturday.
Rodney, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, guys. We will definitely see you Saturday.
Rodney, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Nighty night. Wrap it up and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Well, y'all know to all look forward tomorrow to the pioneer icon R.R. Chanel. It's going to be an interview none of you guys would like to miss. Any questions or anything you would like to know, you definitely can call into my show. Come in peace or leave in pieces. Use lots of bleach and everything will be okay.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary owner of Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alley, whatever bathroom, whatever stall or whatever stroll or whatever website that you're on and you're promoting what you're promoting, please make sure you do practice safe sex. because the life you save will definitely be your own. And like I tell y'all, Beyonce is going to take us out of here every night until I get over the song with the love on top. I love you all. And Nicole will definitely see y'all here live on the air tomorrow at 11:30 with the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel International. B, take us away.
Get it.